an great uncle of mine, Uncle Johnny King and Aunt Ida, lived down there. And that's where I would go down here and watch her churn, because we bought butter from her. And there's a branch, the King Branch, right down there. And I was never allowed to go down to the branch by myself, being a girl. And I was, you know, two blocks away. Or out in the fields or anything. I don't know. It was this unseen fear that girls just didn't do that, you see. You had to be careful, and you had to be, it was such a shame. Couldn't even, you know, get out by yourself and walk in the field.
Do you think this is aside from linguistics, do you think it really, was there any, did it develop greater sensitivity, or do you consider it just a loss?
I think it was a loss. For me, I think it was a loss, yeah.
It didn't necessarily develop greater sensitivity to...
Oh, heavens no. It made you feel, for a while, you special, and then it made you feel how ridiculous the whole thing was. Lord. I'm sure, I think, probably, it was this unseen, buried fear of the black man, you see.
That's why you wouldn't go to the branch.
I think so. I would think so. I was never told that. And I'm sure if I asked somebody, you know, right now, you know, that's 80 and 90, they wouldn't say that.
Did you ever have...
But what else?
Lynchings and that kind of thing around here?
I have one vague memory of, and I've tried to track it down. When I was a very small child, and I don't know whether I saw this happen or whether I heard. I heard a lot of things in my grandmother's house, because children were supposed to be seen and not heard, and so you heard a lot that you didn't, they didn't think you were hearing, you know, but you never got it explained. But when I tried to ask somebody about this, it sounded like it was that I couldn't have heard it, because I couldn't remember it more than, you know, 1916 or 17. But evidently the Ku Klux Klan chasing some man around, you know, around a table or something, and catching him. And then Dad remembered at least one lynching, but they didn't call it lynching, they called it hanging. He was hanged.
That's what it was, a black man for a sexual offense. I mean, hanging meant that.
Well, now you see, I never even felt free enough to even ask Dad that.
Sure.
I would think they would do even worse than that to him. Because... It seemed to me, you know, somehow that there was something worse, and I can't
remember any demonstrations of the Klan.
This is what I think I remember one time. Yeah, even in the mask and stuff.
Stick in your mind, isn't it?
And again, I think there was an outbreak of it around the First World War. I don't know.
I have a clear recollection of the Klan in my little town in Ohio burning a cross to protest. I guess there was some question about the Catholics getting a school of their own.
And see, there were no Catholics here at all.
I see.
Not even Republicans. One Republican.
We had no blacks there, and so the Klan was against the Catholics. And it was a